Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Western Stories. Original air date is February 10th, 1947. In this episode, we're going to look at Frontier Theater, and they're going to do their rendition of The Virginian. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
The American Broadcasting Company presents Frontier Theater, starring Joel McRae. Frontier Theater is a new radio series starring Joel McRae, in adaptations of novels by your favorite authors of action stories. Jack London, Mark Twain, Bret Hart, Zane Grey, Rex Beach, and dramatizations of your favorite movie classics, Cimarron, Stagecoach, Union Pacific, and Barbary Coast. The fierce struggle for gold in California and Alaska. The wild scramble for land in Oklahoma and oil in Texas. The thrill and romance of the covered wagon and the Pony Express. And the suspense of the building of the first transcontinental railroad. The American Broadcasting Company presents Frontier Theater.
This is Joel McRae. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight on Frontier Theater, we bring you Owen Wister's great classic of the American frontier, The Virginian. Four times The Virginian has appeared before the cameras, and each time with mounting box office success. Perhaps no other story has more effectively exemplified the struggle between good and evil than the conflict between the Virginian and Trampas. I had the privilege of starring in the latest version of The Virginian, and I'm doubly pleased to recreate the title role here on Frontier Theater, with my good friend Edgar Barrier as Trampas, and the lovely star of Columbia Pictures, Janet Blair, as Molly. The time? Late 19th century. The scene? The plains of Wyoming. Doggone if it isn't the Maverick. Steve Andrews.
I thought the Virginian must be around. Ain't no other outfit could ball up a railroad this good.
You haven't changed any either. 3 years, Steve.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? I thought you were working for the Triangle D.
I was. I quit.
Some girl's papa run you out of town?
No girls. That's the trouble.
Well, all I can say is, girls are one kind of trouble that never bothered me. Northern Pacific's getting a little feverish.
Oh, let them wait. We got a lot of talking to do.
You in charge around here?
I guess so.
Don't you know the railroad's got the right of way? They didn't build these tracks for cattle.
It's all right, Mr. Engineer. Those cows have never seen a train before. They're just as curious as you are.
Well, they've seen it now, so clear them off. We're doing Medicine Bow.
Yes, sir. I'll speak to him about it, personally. Steve, you want to give me a hand?
Yeah, sure, Virginia, yeah. I'll be right with you. Later. There's something back there on the train that interests me. So long.
Hey, Steve, you're going the wrong way.
I wouldn't say that. Well, good evening, miss.
How do you do?
I hope these steers don't scare you none.
Well, it's all very exciting, but why doesn't somebody do something about it?
Oh, you don't have to worry, ma'am. The Virginian will take care of everything.
That tall man, he's from Virginia?
I'm from Texas myself. I can see that you're from the east.
Yes, Vermont. But how did you know?
Oh, I can always tell. By the way, my name is Steve Andrews.
Mm, I'm Molly Wood.
Hey, Steve, you're holding up the train.
Who, me?
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I'd like to apologize for my steers. They don't mean any harm.
I know, but I'm not very well acquainted with cows.
I'd be happy to introduce you if you're going to make a visit at Medicine Bow.
A visit? I've come to work.
Work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nobody out here is going to make you do anything mean like that.
I'm the new school teacher at Bear Creek.
You, a teacher?
Yes. Why not?
You look more like you ought to be going to school yourself.
Well, really?
Yeah, Virginia means that for a compliment, man.
It just goes to prove we could all of us use a little bit of educating out here in Wyoming.
Oh, hiya, Trampas.
Hello, Steve. Glad to see you back. Virginia?
Trampas?
Well, the scenery's getting better. It needed a pretty girl around here. I guess I better introduce myself. My name's Ed Trampas, ma'am.
How do you do? I'm Molly Wood.
She's the new school teacher.
Well, now, this should make life in Medicine Bow much more interesting.
It looks awfully interesting to me already. Are those your cattle, Mr. Trampas?
No. Mighty fine herd, too. Belongs to Judge Henry.
I'm just the foreman, ma'am.
And the Virginian is the best in the West.
Oh, you working for him again, Steve?
I ain't been asked to yet.
Since when did we stand on ceremony, Steve?
You're holding up the train and the school teacher, Virginia. You ought to keep a better watch on your cattle.
Coming from you, Trampas, that's mighty good advice. Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry I made you late. I'd hate to get started off on the wrong foot.
Started off?
Yes, ma'am. This is only the beginning between you and me.
This is a wonderful party.
Well, Miss Molly, the folks around here are always looking for a good excuse to have a get-together. And we wanted to show you how much we appreciate your coming out west.
Well, you've made me feel right at home.
Well, that was a general idea.
I really don't know how to thank you.
You really shouldn't thank me, Miss Molly. It was the Virginian's idea.
Oh?
You know, that's a funny thing. I've never seen him act this way before. I think he's taking a shine to you, young lady.
What makes you think that?
Howdy, Judge.
Oh, evening, Miss Molly.
Oh, good evening.
Well, now that you're here, Virginia, I don't imagine Miss Molly will miss my company for a few minutes.
Oh, thank you, Judge.
I had a wife around here someplace. Now, where did I leave her?
Well, ma'am?
Yes?
Do you like it?
Oh.
Did I say something wrong?
Oh, no, not wrong. Just different.
From what?
Oh, other people.
What other people?
Just other people.
Oh, you'll get used to it when you've stayed out here long enough. I'll make sure of that.
Oh, you will?
Yes, ma'am. For instance, when I learn you to ride a horse.
Teach me, not learn me.
Huh?
You teach, I learn.
Well, that's what I said.
No, look, I was talking about grammar.
Oh, I was talking about horses.
Teach is a transitive verb, taking an object. Learn is an intransitive verb.
Oh. Well, what does it take?
Nothing at all. Oh, by the way, I haven't seen your friend, Steve Andrews, tonight.
Well, hasn't Steve come in yet?
No. Wasn't he invited?
Sure. But then maybe it's just as well he isn't around. No, he's a very dangerous character, ma'am.
Mr. Andrews, dangerous?
Wouldn't you say a ladies' man is kind of dangerous?
Are you?
Me? Well, you don't mean that, Miss Molly. Why, you said you liked me.
I did?
Yeah. And that's fine for a start, ma'am. Just take your time. You're going to love me before you're through.
Well, you're quite sure of yourself, aren't you? Well, I'm just as sure.
Miss Molly, sorry I'm late.
Why, good evening, Mr.
Trampas. Hiya, Virginia. Surprised the sidekick Steve isn't here tonight.
How'd you know, Trampas? You keeping track of him?
No, I just happened to see him heading off in the other direction on my way down here. Miss Molly, aren't you dancing?
Why, I...
That's why I came to this party. You don't suppose I rode all the way out here to see the Virginian?
Thank you, Mr. Sanders.
May I have the pleasure?
Of course.
Swing to the east and swing to the west. Swing that gal if you like it best. Swing that gal.
Good night, Miss Molly. Good night, Judge. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh. Looking for something, Virginia?
Not specially. By the way, Trampas, I passed your herd the other day. You're doing all right. You got so many calves this year, seems like your cows don't have them just one at a time like nature intended. They have them in litters like a sow.
And what would you suggest I do about it?
Maybe you ought to have a little talk with them to get them back closer to nature.
You're liable to talk yourself into a heap of trouble if you're not careful, my friend.
Since when was I your friend?
Virginia.
Hi, Nebraska. What are you in such a sweat about?
There's been some rustling, boss.
How do you know?
Well, I was coming through Coal Creek, and I heard some calves bawling. By the time I got to where they was, all I could find was the far they'd used for the branding.
Well, what are you staring at me for, Virginia? I was here at the party, wasn't I?
Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Steve.
What was that there powwow the judges about?
Little meeting of the ranchers around here. They're sick and tired of having their herds trimmed down by rustlers.
Oh. Is it that bad?
Well, they're talking about sending out posses with ropes on their saddles if it keeps up.
Do they know who's doing the rustling?
No proof.
Do you know who's doing it?
I have my own idea, Steve. But I'm not accusing anyone till I'm sure. Oh, I've been meaning to ask you. How come you weren't at the party for the new school teacher?
Why, thought I'd let you have a clear feel. Seemed to be so darn interested.
Never knew you to pass up things like girls and dancing before.
Virginia, what you getting at?
Somebody made a mistake about somebody else's calves last night. He took them for their own.
No say.
Practically everybody, even Trampas, was at the party.
You mean everybody but me? You don't think I'd do a thing like that, Virginia?
You'd be putting me in a pretty tough spot if you did.
Oh, you take life too serious.
Maybe so. You've been seeing a lot of Trampas, haven't you, Steve?
Too much. That fella can see right through a deck of cards without even touching it.
You losing much?
Oh, now, dadgummit, you ain't gonna lecture me about that.
I guess we'd better turn in. We got a ride herd from tomorrow till roundup.
All right, boy.
Steve.
Look, if you're worrying about where I was at last night, just forget it.
Sure, Steve.
The Virginian is surrounding the south side, Travis. Steve is to the north.
But, Steve. Now, you won't finish that cover the south side of the herd. Shorty and me'll pick up Steve at the other end. We'll spread out from there. Start things going near Boulder Creek. Understand?
Oh, sure, Travis, but I'm not too happy.
What's the matter?
Why, Steve Andrews, you're playing with fire.
Well, it's a fire that can't burn us. Steve's in this so deep he can never pull out. He's the best insurance we've got against being picked up.
Huh? Why, you know he won't squeal,
huh? He owes me more than $1,500. Besides that, why should he want to put a noose around his own neck?
Well, I guess you know what you are doing.
Oh, stop your worrying, Pete. There's only one man we've got to watch out for. The Virginian. And he's not going to do much if his best friend is mixed up in it. Huh? Come on. Let's go. Be quiet. We don't want to stampede them until we're set.
See anything prowling around, Nebraska?
No.
But that herd sure restless, ain't it, Virginia?
Yeah. We can't seem to bed them down tonight.
Well, maybe there's a storm coming up.
Maybe.
I haven't seen Steve anywhere.
Well, he's round on the north side near Boulder Creek.
What's that? There's another shot.
Steve's in trouble.
Looks like we're in trouble.
Stampede.
Quick, above.
They're heading for Boulder Creek. Come on.
Just heard the first act of The Virginian, starring Joel McRae and Janet Blair, with Edgar Barrier.
And now we bring you the second act of the Frontier Theater's presentation of The Virginian, starring Joel McRae.
The cattle were restless. They've got some kind of extra sense that tells them when trouble's coming. And believe me, a stampede is some trouble. Lucky we came out alive, even if we did miss a couple of hundred steers. And that was no accident. Somebody wanted those cattle. Bad. So after we got the herd quieted down, we spread out and started looking for the rustlers. I figured they'd be taking them across the creek where the rocks wouldn't leave any tracks. I was walking kind of quietly when I heard something. Halt there! The next one counts!
Steve.
You always could shoot, Virginia.
Missed you during the stampede, Steve. I guess you were kind of busy.
Yeah.
I told you a posse'd be out next time. I was hoping I wouldn't find you here.
Don't worry, Virginia. I'll dust on out of this country fast. Leave you in the clear. You're gonna let me go, ain't you?
Trampas put you up to this, didn't he, Steve?
You gonna turn me over to the sheriff?
No bargains. You better tell me straight, Steve. The other boys might not understand.
Oh, that's right. You're my friend, Virginia. Well, howdy, boys.
Oh, Steve. I wondered where you were.
Yeah, we thought maybe you was lost in the stampede.
Yes, we did. Hey, what's the matter, Virginia?
You tell him, Steve.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Well, then. Steve's been rustling cattle.
Virginia, I... Huh? I didn't... You told him. Steve Andrew. Rustling.
The white-livered skunk.
String him up.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
He ain't no different than anybody else.
Yeah, come on.
Lynch him.
Come on, Steve. I'm taking you back to town.
Oh, no, you ain't. You got to catch me first.
Watch out.
Hey, he's got my horse.
That won't hurt him, none.
Wait a minute. Listen to me. Stringing him up won't stop anything. This is the way, you hear me? Come back here. Come back here.
Is it true Steve was hanged? Then it is true.
Oh, Molly, I tried to stop it, so help me, I did.
But it's murder.
The men just saw red. Nothing could have stopped him.
Oh, it's this country, the West. It's tuned to do things the quick way instead of the right way.
Like Trampas.
Trampas?
He's the one. Everybody knows it. They've never been able to hang anything on him. Steve's dead. Trampas is strutting around town like a peacock. Oh, why did Steve have to get mixed up with a man like Trampas?
Maybe Steve was just weak. Evil men get most of their strength from weak men.
Maybe so. But what's going to stop them?
Men like you. Men who want to make the West a decent place to live in. Oh, listen, Virginia. The East was once like the West, too. My family had to build a country there. They had to work and die just as bravely as you Westerners. Some of them settled, and some of them went on. Virginia, you've got to go on.
Go on?
You've got to go on somewhere farther west where you can build a kind of world where men and women can live and work together.
I can't build a world all by myself, Molly.
Who said you were going by yourself?
I can say, Miss Molly, is that your gain is our loss. And if it weren't you, I'd fight to the last ditch to keep the Virginian right here.
And I'd fight you tooth and nail, Judge Henry, to take him away.
Oh, you two are making me feel awful important.
Well, you only get married once.
And it's a beautiful day for a wedding.
I had it rained specially. For that and traveling, too.
I still think you're crazy to leave Medicine Bow.
Virginia, there's something that... excuse me, Miss Molly.
What's the matter?
Well, somebody's here looking for you.
Yes, that's right. I'm looking for him.
Now that you've found me, Trampas, make it quick.
You've been spreading talk around, saying your friend Steve didn't count, that I put him up to it, that I'm to blame for the rustling. I'd like to have you tell me that.
Hey, now, look, Trampas, I don't want any fighting around
this
here.
This isn't your party, Chuck. Didn't you? I heard what I said.
Trampas? I'm trying not to have trouble with you just now.
You've been dodging it for a long time, but I'm calling your hand.
All right. What have you got?
I say you're lying in your teeth. I say this country isn't big enough to hold the two of us. And I'll give you until sundown to get out of town.
It's too bad you had to say that, Francis.
And if you're not out by sundown, I'll shoot you on sight. Now remember, you've got until sundown.
Virginia, we're leaving anyway.
But, ma'am, he can't let Trampas get away with that.
There's been enough killing. Virginia, we are leaving, aren't we?
Yes, Molly, we're leaving.
You're running away?
I made my plans, Nebraska.
But if you leave, Trampas will take over.
I haven't been very good at stopping him so far.
Virginia, there's something I've got to tell you. Something about Steve.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Well, we knew how you felt about him, and... we felt pretty bad, losing our heads the way we did. We didn't even want to talk about Steve till after that.
Well, what about Steve?
Well, you said once you needed proof about Trampas. We've got proof for you, Virginia. Steve gave it to you. He wanted you to know for certain it was Trampas.
Virginia, it's all over and done with.
Molly, you told me what could stop men like Trampas. Now that I know for sure, I haven't any choice.
Judge.
Yes, Molly?
The sun is down.
Get away from that window.
Johnny! Johnny! Coming up the street!
Come on. Get in or stay out. Close that door.
Where's the Virginian?
Don't worry about him. Keep your tricky neck out of the way.
Look. Here he comes now. Out of the hotel.
Right out into the open. And Trampas are waiting for him.
Yeah. Virginia's walking right into a trap. Trampas will get him for sure.
Take me, Virginia. You're gonna let me go, ain't you?
Men like you. Men who want to make the world a decent place to live in.
I say this country isn't big enough to hold the two of us.
Safe, darling. It wasn't you.
No, Marla. Marla, you said the West is too new. But there's nothing the matter with that, as long as the wrong people don't take advantage of it. Marla, maybe we've got a chance to make a decent world after all.
Just heard a radio adaptation of The Virginian, the premier presentation of Frontier Theater, a new radio series. And now, here is your host and star of Frontier Theater, Joel McRae.
Thank you, and thanks to our charming heroine, Janet Blair, to a convincing villain, Edgar Barrier, and to my pal, Steve, Barton Yarborough. My thanks, too, to the other members of the cast, Earl Ross, Arthur Q. Bryan, Howard McNear, Betty Moran, Dink Trout, and Tony Barrett. And hats off to our director, Charles Vanda, for corralling a fine cast and steering us through our premiere production of Frontier Theater. To our writer, Milton Merlin, for hogtying a tricky story, and to Basil Adlam, who composed and conducted the original music. Next week, you're in for a lot of excitement. And an unforgettable rough and tumble when we bring you that rugged story of the Alaskan frontier, Rex Beach's great yarn, The Spoilers.
That sounds great, Joel. I'll be listening in to the fight, and I do hope you win. But who's going to be the girl?
Well, Janet, I'm happy to say that another grand actress will be on hand, Miss Claire Trevor.
That's wonderful, Joel. Good night.
Good night.
Frontier Theater stars Joel McRae. In coming weeks, co-starring with Mr. McRae, you will hear Francis Dee, Ruth Warwick, Barbara Britton, Marguerite Chapman, Constance Moore, Jan Clayton, Jane Wyatt, Miriam Hopkins. And next week, The Spoilers, co-starring Claire Trevor. This is Frank Graham, inviting you to tune in every week at this time for the newest and most exciting adventure show in radio. Joel McRae can currently be seen in Harry Sherman's production, Ramrod, released through United Artists. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to otrwesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.